Genesis 44. Now, this is after Joseph has become the great leader in Egypt, and his hungry brothers have come down wanting food. And they fulfill the dream that Joseph had when he was young, and they bow down before him. And now he has eaten with them, and he's set them around the table according to their ages. He's trying to just nudge them along to realize that he is their brother. He commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put each man's money in the mouth of his sack. Put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest with his grain money," that's Benjamin. And he did as Joseph had said, and as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. When they had gone out of the city and went far away, Joseph said to his steward, "Up, follow them. When you overtake them, ask them, 'Why have you rewarded evil for good? Isn't this that from which my Lord drinks and by which he indeed divines?' That is, he finds out the truth. 'You have done evil in so doing.' He overtook them and he spoke these words to them. And the brothers said to him, 'Why does my Lord speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants that they should do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again to you out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? With whoever of your servants it is found, let him die, and we will be my Lord's servants.' He said, 'Now let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found will be my servant, and you will be blameless.' They hurriedly took down each man his sack to the ground, and each man opened his sack. The steward searched, beginning with the eldest and ending with the youngest, just again to remind them that Joseph knew all about them. And their cup was found in Benjamin's sack. They tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there. They fell on the ground before him. Joseph said to them, 'What is this that you've done? Don't you know that such a man as I can indeed divine? That is, that I can work out the truth?' Judah said, 'What can we say to you, my lord? What can we speak? Or how can we clear ourselves? God has found out the sin of your servants. Be high, Lord's servants, both we and he also in whose hand the cup is found.' He said, 'Far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose hand the cup is found, that's Benjamin, he will be my servant. But as for you, go in peace to your father.' So Judah came near to him and said, 'O my lord, please let your servant speak a word in my lord's ears, and don't let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even as Pharaoh.' My lord asked his servant, saying, 'Have you a father or a brother?' We said to my lord, 'We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his mother and his father loves him. You said to your servants, "Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him." He said to my lord, "The boy can't leave his father. Could leave his father would die. You said to your servants, "Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will see my face no more." It happened when we came up to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my lord. Our father said, "Go again, buy us a little food." We said, "We can't go down. If our younger brother is with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. Your servant, my father, said to us, "You know that my wife bore me two sons," that's Joseph and Benjamin. "The one went out from me, and I said, "Surely he is torn in pieces, and I haven't seen him since. If you take this one, Benjamin, also from me, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave." Now, Sheol, it says in some Bibles. Now, that's the same word that's translated hell. So hell is just the grave, not a place of fire and punishment. "Now, therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and the boy isn't with us, since his life is bound up in the boy's life, it will happen, when he sees that the boy is no more, that he will die. Your servants will bring down the grey hairs of your servant, our father, with sorrow to Sheol, or to the grave. For your servant became a guarantee for the boy to my father, saying, "If I don't bring him to you, then I will bear the blame to my father forever. Now, therefore, please let me, your servant, stay instead of the boy, and let the boy go up with his brothers. For how will I go up to my father if the boy isn't with me, lest I see the evil that will come on my father?" Now, in the next chapter, Joseph couldn't control himself anymore, and he tells them, "I'm Joseph." But he gets to this point with them where they have to search their consciences. They have to really think about what they've done. Because his whole plan was to help them repent. It wasn't that he wanted to be mean to them, and it's like how God works in our lives. It's because he wants us to repent.